الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent us this deen of Islam about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat which was revealed on the day of Arafah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today we have completed our akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. We completed this deen and we have completed our ni'mah on you, blessing on you, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. So this deen of ours is something that was not created and invented by a human being, no matter how wise such a person might have been, but it is a religion, it is a way of living that has been sent for the benefit of all mankind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is the creator of all mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach this deen by speaking about it and by demonstrating it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to that and said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for you, the best example is the example of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this example is for those who, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ, those who look forward to the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look forward to the day of judgment. I remind myself and you, who can look forward to the day of judgment except the one who expects the best return from his Rabb? And so therefore, we need to look at and we need to remind ourselves and each other that in the end, this is the only thing which will matter. What happens when we meet Allah? And what happens when we meet Allah will not be determined by what we speak, but by what we actually do. So we need to look at our actions and see what is it that I am doing differently today in a better way from what I was doing yesterday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this example. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to all of the people, after giving the example of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. The only ones who will be successful, the only one, فَقَدْ فَاز. Who are those people? Those who obey Allah and those who obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the ones who obey Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Only such people will be successful, and that is the great success. Once again, the issue of translation, because in the English translations and other languages, wallahu alam, falah and fawz are both translated as success, whereas in Arabic the meaning is different. Falah is success, but which is not permanent. Success temporary, and fawz is success which is permanent. Two very big differences. You can have success in one thing and then there is another test. And you'll be successful in that and then there's another test. And maybe you fail in that. But Fawz is the success after which there is no test. And Allah did not use the word falah for those who obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word fawz. Fawzan azima. Jannatul Firdaus inshaAllah. For those who obey, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ who do the ita'at of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went a step ahead and He mentioned those who do not only do ita'at but who love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to those, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those who claim to love Allah, to make my ittiba. Allah did not say to them to obey me. Tell them to obey Muhammad. No. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, tell them to make the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what is the difference between ita'at and ittiba? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using two different words? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used two different words because ita'at is different from ittiba. Ita'at, obedience, requires an instruction. You cannot obey in the absence of an instruction. If I tell Umar, you are not obeying me. Umar will say, what did you tell me? You didn't tell me anything. If you tell me something, then I will obey you, or I may decide not to obey you, but as of now, you have not told me anything. You have not given me any instruction, nothing. So how can you say I'm not obeying you? So for obedience, the hukum is shart. For ita'at, the hukum is shart. For obedience, the instruction is required. But ittiba is not obedience. Ittiba is emulation. Ittiba is imitation. And emulation and imitation is a sign of love. It's a sign of love. We only imitate and emulate those we love. We like to look like them, we like to walk and talk like them, we like to dress like them, we like to have a hairstyle like their hairstyle. All of these people of the world who are not worthy of emulation, but they get emulated. All the footballers and the basketball players and the cricket players and the rock stars and the Hollywood, Bollywood, Tollywood actors and actresses, they all get emulated. People wear what they wear and they have their hairstyles and they insist on looking as ridiculous as their models. Why? Because they love them. So what happened to the to those who claim to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have you not even as loyal as the as those who claim to love actors? Shame on us. Shame on us. The people who claim to love the love actors are better than we are. They don't care how stupid they look, but they will imitate their role models. And we claim to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we don't want to imitate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want dalil? Are aashiq ki kya dalil hai? Aashiq ki dalil uski mohabbat hai. Aashiq to diwana hota hai, akalmand nahi hota. The one who has ishq, he is mad, he is crazy. We use this term, I am crazy about so and so. What does it mean? You don't say I'm thoughtful about so and so. Crazy about so and so. So are you crazy about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Decide. And what is the benefit of being crazy about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." Allah will love you. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, what happens? Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most forgiving and most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the ways of succeeding in this life and the next life. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبْعَنِي. See the word again. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبْعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He said, Jalla Jalaluhu, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, introduce yourself, who are you? Say to them, this is my way. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with proof, with evidence. Ala basiratin. Ana wa mani tabani. I do that, and those who do my ittiba, they do this. Not itaat, ittiba. Why? Because ittiba is more than itaat. Obedience can be done also unwillingly. Jaise hum urdu bolte badile na khasta, dar ke mare koi karta hai, koi nafrat se bhi karta hai. People obey out of fear. People obey even if they hate something, but they are afraid of the evil that might come from that source, so they obey reluctantly. But nobody does ittiba reluctantly. Ittiba is pure and pure muhabbat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word ittiba. Ana wa man ittabani. I do this, and those who do my ittiba, they do this. And all glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am not among those who do shirk. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu sent a beautiful way of living called Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach and demonstrate this Islam. A way of being that is so beautiful that people fell in love with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That people fell in love with those who loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they started imitating them, and they started living like them, and they started being like them, and they entered Islam. We need to remind ourselves about this, because today we are living in a world where people are claiming to be representatives of Islam. And they are doing the opposite of what Islam has ordered. They are doing the opposite of what Islam shows. Islam is a religion of mercy. And these people have no mercy. Islam is a religion of goodness, and these people have no goodness. Islam is a religion of kindness and compassion, and these people have no kindness and compassion. Islam is a religion which gives life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, answer Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they call you to that which gives life. And these people, they are people who destroy life. Just this morning I got a message saying that this Khalifatul Shaitan, the Khalifa of the Murtaddeen, the Khalifa of the Mudilleen, and Dhalin, He has given a call to kill Sheikh Yasir Qadi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Sheikh Yasir Qadi and his family and to destroy this Khalifa, this la'nat on this ummah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. We stand with Sheikh Yasir Qadi. I stand with Sheikh Yasir Qadi and against this Khalifa. They want to kill him, kill me also. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. This is Islam. These people, we condemn them openly and straight to the face. They have caused more damage to this deen than all the enemies of Islam put together. Lanat of Allah on these people. May Allah destroy them and may Allah wipe the earth clean of these people. My brothers and sisters, it is not enough to talk about Islam. The world is sick and tired of people talking about Islam. The world is sick and tired of people arguing about Islam. The world is sick and tired of people debating about Islam. The world is sick and tired of people distributing pamphlets about Islam. The people of the world are saying, show us or shut up. Demonstrate this Islam of yours or shut up. We are not interested in your Islam. Because your Islam, what we see, is horrible. You lie, you cheat, you deceive people. You are stingy. You have no compassion. You are ostentatious. You read in the Quran in Salah, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. You read this in Salah. And then you go out of Salah and you make israf. You talk about how your religion is a religion of passion and a religion of compassion and mercy. And you have no compassion and no mercy. People are sick of Islam. And we are responsible for that. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. And we need to demonstrate the goodness and beauty of this deen in our individual lives, in our homes, in our societies, in our schools, in our workplaces. Wherever we have influence, through our speech, through our actions, much more so in our actions. People listen with their eyes. How many times have I said this? People listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. You can talk till the cows come home. Nobody's interested. People are interested in seeing what you do. And this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is telling us. And I gave you the dalail of all the ayat of the Quran. Allah is saying, show it. Allah is saying, I sent my Nabi to show you. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do an incomplete job. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam completed the job that was given to him to a level of excellence. There is no excuse. We have no excuse if we do not want to follow the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No excuse. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away. See the actions of Abu Bakr, the real Abu Bakr. Not the shaitan who calls himself Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu sent salam on. They did not just speak about Islam as a religion of mercy. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is elected the Khalifatul Muslimin. The next day, he went to where he used to live and he overheard a girl And the girl said, now we have to find someone to milk our goats. So Abu Bakr Siddiq said, why? She said, because you are the Khalifa. So he said, how does that change anything? How does that change anything? She said, you will still milk our goat? He said, yes. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu died. And when he passed away, his dear friend and his companion Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu always used to compete with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu for goodness. And he used to watch him very carefully and he used to see what he does and so on to try to imitate him. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had noticed for a long time that every morning before Fajr, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would go to a small camp outside Madina. Every morning before Fajr, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would go there and he would be inside that place for a while and then he would come out. So when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab went there. And when he went and he entered the tent, he found that there was an old blind woman who was living there. So Sayyidina Umar realized what was happening. So she had a couple of goats. So he milked the goats. He cleaned the place. And there was some food to be cooked. So he cooked some food. And he gave it to the woman. When he gave the food to the woman said, you are not the one who comes every day. So Sayyidina Umar was shocked. This is a blind woman. He said, how do you know? How do you know I'm not the one who comes every day? She said, because the one who comes every day softens the food and feeds me with his hand because he knows I have no teeth. And she gave dua and she said, it is thanks to that man that I am still living. She said, I have nobody. And I am blind, I can't do anything by myself. And he comes every day and he used to do all of this. Where is he? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that he died, he passed away and I have come to do what he used to do. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had a thought, so he asked the woman, he said, do you know who the man was? She said, no. He never told me. He said, do you know who he was? She said, no. He never told me. Sayyidina Umar said, he was Khalifatul Rasulullah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu himself is going on his nightly rounds with his servant and he sees a new camp outside of Medina, and there is a woman who is got a pot on the fire and she's cooking something and the children who are crying. So Sayyidina Umar went there, he asked her, who are you and so on. She said, well, I'm alone, I have these children. So he said, why don't you feed the children? Why are they crying? She said, feed them with what? We have nothing. So Sayyidina Umar says, what are you cooking? She said, there's nothing in that pot, there's water. I'm just boiling the water, the children might think that some food is being cooked and I hope that they will fall asleep. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went from there, he went to the Baitul Mal. He took a sack of flour, of meal. He put it on his back. His servant said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I am here. Why am I here with you? I am here to do this. So give me the sack, I will carry it. He said, no. He said, I have to do this. It is my responsibility, not yours. He took the sack of food to the woman's place. He opened the sack. He sat there and he cooked the food. And the servant says that he blew on the fire and I could see the smoke through his beard. And when the food was cooked, he said to the woman, feed your children. And he went and sat by the wall with his servant. So his servant said, Amirul Mu'mineen, why are you sitting here? You have given them food and so on, and you know they will eat. He said, no, I saw them crying, I want to see them smiling. We have become a nation of storytellers. We have become a nation of speakers. I hate the word. And I absolutely forbade anyone to use the word for me. So and so is a speaker. We need people of action, not people who speak. The Sahaba were people who were actors. They did amal. We have become a nation of speakers, nation of storytellers, a nation of story listeners. The storyteller will tell the story and cry. The listener will listen to the story and cry, and then they both go home. Nothing changes. My brothers and sisters, these tears will do nothing. We have to get up and act. We have to stop crying and start acting. Show and demonstrate this Islam. And that is the essence of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why the Sunnah? Because the Sunnah is the tafsir of the Quran. The living tafsir of the Quran is the seerah and Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, Aqimu Salah. What is Salah? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, fast in Ramadan. What is the meaning of fasting in Ramadan? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, give zakat. What is zakat? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, make hajj to Baytullah. What is hajj? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, be good to your neighbors. How to do that? Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, be good to your family. How to do that? Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, do adl, do justice. Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, have compassion. How to have compassion? Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Islam. This is the seerah. This is the sunnah. And that is the reason why this sunnah is so important. The one who divorces the kitab of Allah from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left Islam, he's gone out from Islam. Because how can you divorce the word from its meaning? How can you separate the word from its meaning? How can you separate the instruction from its explanation? That is the meaning of Islam. And the one who follows this sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will love him. Just reflect on this, wallahi. Just reflect on this. What is the meaning of Allah saying, I will love him? What will happen to you if you are the one that Allah loves? And we don't have to guess. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu loves somebody, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam and he announces to him, I love so and so. And Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the inhabitants of the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, and so you also love that person. And this instruction is sent down to the inhabitants of the earth. And love and affection and izzat for that person is established on the face of the land. In the hearts of strangers, you will find people who have never seen you in their life. They look at you and they say there is something about you. People who have never seen you in their lives, they will treat you with kindness and with izzah. People who have no connection with you are not their relative, you are not their elder, you are not their family member, they don't work for you, they don't nothing, but those people will treat you with so much love and with so much respect that sometimes they don't even give that respect to their own parents and their teachers. How does it happen? Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because Allah loves you. And Rasulullah said the exact opposite, for the one who angers Allah. So if the one who follows the sunnah, if the one who does the ittiba of the sunnah incurs and earns the love of Allah jalla jalaluhu, then what do you say about the one who deliberately leaves the sunnah? What is he going to incur? What is he going to earn? The same love? Does it make sense? So Rasulullah said, the one who incurs the anger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam and says, I hate so and so, I abhor so and so. And Jibreel alayhi salam announces this to the inhabitants of the heavens who send lanat on that person. And hatred for that person is established in the inhabitants of the earth. This is the benefit of following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which earns us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, today is the last day of the LEC in Kuwait. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and to accept your ibadat and to accept your coming and to enable you to benefit the maximum from this course. And that benefit is in terms of your development, your mental, your physical, your spiritual development. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to do that which is pleasing to him and to save you and me from that which does not please him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to follow the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to make each one of us a living, walking, talking model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you from sources that you cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you by his quwwat and his force. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from yourself and your own nafs and to save you from the wasawis of shayateen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you khushu in your salah and to accept your dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and help you and support you and your families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your children a source of happiness, a source of honor and a coolness of your eyes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your spouses the coolness of your eyes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put love in your hearts for each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you living and walking, talking models and examples of Islam all over the world, so that whoever sees you will be attracted to Islam, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept my dua. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all that I have asked and then to give from his generosity as a gift from himself to all of us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.